All right, we're here. Struggling to be consistent, but it's just been hard to do this. And that's just because we're all up in our head. Gotta just have faith and trust and follow the instincts. But Vanessa, we were talking a long time to females about kids, and specifically kids that get dropped off to you, like family mostly. And we're just thinking about this because all the problems that arise, and in particular, it's when these children don't have discipline and routine, so they act fucking wild and crazy because that's allowed in their space, and how that can build resentment to the woman who's sort of forced to do this. Again, this is not our language, because we would much rather be a bitch up front and be like, nah, I'm not fucking taking care of that shit. But that's just us, and that's, we know why we would do that. But you know, when it's forced upon you, because we as people, we feel obligated to things and people, and we Vanessa are just straying from that. We're just refusing to live like that. We're living in a way that we fucking decide, okay? And we know how that comes off and people misconstrue it, but we know what we mean and what we're about, and we're just cultivating this every single day as much as we can. And upon listening to these conversations and thinking about it, this is what we mostly decided. It's that, no, it's not our responsibility to parent other people's children. It's not our job. It's not our fault. However, our personal history has put us in a place where we just have an extra sensitivity to kids. Meaning that if and when put in these situations, we will step up to be the parent. Because we cannot control that their parents don't give a fuck, or whatever their fucking parents' deal is. We cannot control it. That's not our fault. But what is our fault is knowing that, being an adult, and still refusing to parent the child. Because I feel like, presumably, if something goes awry when this child's in my care, it's probably my fault. And though there are technicalities and such, that's irrelevant to us. The point here is we are not going to just abandon a child because its parents don't fucking want to be there. Because they don't understand how precious time is and that they will never get this time back. And that's just at a fundamental level, because we hate that feeling. We know what it feels like to be a burden as a kid. And whether we put it on ourselves and had help from others is irrelevant. We know. And we would never want to be responsible for perpetuating this idea further. Fuck that. It's not those kids' fault. We had rough upbringing. It wasn't that rough, actually, at all. Not those kids' fault. We have traumas. Not their fault. We deal with shit. Not their fault. We can't yell at them or whatever. Take our problems out on them. They're kids. And this place sucks. Earth, as a human. But I refuse to allow us to just be shitty at that level. No, it's not who we are anymore. And even though we would never, like, be that fucked up, we weren't always nice to kids. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't fucking abusive fucked up, but we were just like, get away from me, don't talk to me. Not interested. There were also fucking the parents around, or other adults. So, we had that luxury, and we're dealing with our own shit. The point here is that maybe we didn't ask for it. We still step up and be in that leadership role for the child. And we have fucking boundaries, so we're not just going to allow this fucking parenting full responsibility per se. Again, situations are different. Context matters to us so much. But we're not gonna do that, okay? Regardless of who their fucking parents are and how the kid is, we need to find a mental space where we can go, okay, this is not ideal. It's inconvenient. But I gotta be who I am through and through. And I will lead this child as if I would lead my own or anybody that I love. And that includes, you better bet your fucking ass, routine and some discipline. And I know we're fucking intense, but we don't think that discipline is beating children. We just like to say that shit because it's unacceptable by society and we get judged, but it's hilarious. We mean it a little bit, but there's a fine line between abuse and discipline. Okay, and discipline is not just hitting. It's way more than that. That's not even discipline, I guess. Technically, that would be. No. Okay, whatever. Not relevant here. Okay, we will put hands. We have to. But the way any respectable man would to a woman, in that you just, you gotta temper it hardcore and diffuse. They can act out, be crazy. We cannot. We don't have that luxury. But we just need to remember that mental space. Because again, females out here, specifically in the West, we're fucking lunatic and we don't care about kids and family collectively. And we think it's more than okay to let other people raise our children. And then we wonder why they're such fucking assholes that we cannot control at any level as they get older. And we will not do that. We're going to be there, just like we always are for the people we love. We're going to be all there, present, in the moments, figuring it out, understanding that, yeah, I have anger issues and I will get fucking furious. Even then, I got to learn how to rise above the feelings and use tact and Dale Carnegie skills. While also reminding them little fucks, I run this bitch, not you. Okay, that's a fundamental principle for us as far as them children go. You didn't put in on this. You don't run shit. Because it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And it's not our job. It's not our fucking responsibility. But it is in alignment with who we want to be. At a fundamental level. And because it's a kid, we want to be more sensitive and compassionate towards it. I mean that. Because this place sucks. And it's not fair. And maybe they're never going to get the kind of stability and love that I strive to provide. And maybe life will fuck them up and they'll have just this small memory of me having kindness, which might open up a thought process of like, maybe there's more of that out there. I saw it. I know it's there. Maybe I don't have to give up. Whatever it is. Okay? We don't know. And that is only something that we remember to keep us in line with who we want to be. That's it. Because whether that happens in their future or not, maybe they never think of us again. And we made no impact. It's impossible. Because for us, that is the intention. We will make an impact and it will be positive. And we're going to do everything in our power to ensure that happens. Whether they receive it or not, not our responsibility and not our business. We don't do it for that. We don't do it for recognition. We don't do it for praise. We do it because it's who we are. And it's who we would have wanted to see as kids, especially in the harder times. There are so many moments of women who just stepped up for us and might seem to other people like small insignificant things. Well, we know that to us is the most important thing, are the most important things usually. And so many moments stand out where they were just being mothers, doing the right fucking thing. And I had a fantastic mother. She was always there in the ways mothers should be. So I did not lack it. And still, these mothers who took me under their wing for however long it was I was with them stand out to me to this day. And it did back then. And we, Vanessa, we have to be perpetuating this sort of cycle. Because this is insane. Motherhood is not the burden society has brainwashed women into thinking it is. It's opportunity to set foundations, healthy foundations, teach whatever you want, just with the goal of bringing people into this fucking shit show who can be who they are at the deepest levels, understanding the world around them, and then on their own time, in their own brain, figuring out how to get creative with it. All while simultaneously just building a solidified unit of people who are there for each other, who understand love and loss and heartbreak and all the things that make it so fucking stupid to be here. We want to nurture and develop the future generations in the best way possible. And we cannot touch every child. Okay, I know that sounds wrong, but, you know, metaphorically. And we wish we could sometimes, but Jesus Christ. Also, wow. It's a lot. But we just want to be about that shit. Lucky for us, we got that intimidating factor. And we're a total bitch. So we know how to do boundaries and shit. But whenever we start feeling the negative effects of mothering and family, we need to come back to this fucking audio and these sort of thoughts, because it is a blessing, not a curse. Even though it feels like a fucking curse, a life sentence. In the end, all we have is each other and memories. and knowing that we did it together. Because we played our part, Vanessa. And we didn't fucking complain and cry about it when it was really fucking difficult and challenging and stupid and we hate everything. We stick it out. Because we realize this time will never come back to us. Kids are only kids for a short amount of time, then they grow up. And we cannot control anything except who we are and how we behave and treat others, especially children. Like, people want to villainize us and act like we're just fucking monsters because we're intense. But we are huge believers in that tough love. And if that offends people, fine. There's plenty of things I do that's offensive. Doesn't matter. We control us, Vanessa. And we will not allow that fucking goddamn narrative that family's bad, kids are bad, I need to do me. Bullshit. Interfere anymore. Fuck that. It's a lie. It's a lie. And it's crazy because we believe that lie. Like, we used to think the worst thing would be getting pregnant in high school or young. And don't get me wrong, it's not ideal. Don't fucking do that. But you know what? If it does happen, that is like the epitome of this is a blessing and not a curse. Except up front it feels like a curse. But if you commit and you do the right things and you're intentional and you do it with love, and you don't think, I ruined my life, I can do nothing now, my life is over, yada, yada, yada. But you just accept the cards you've been dealt, realizing you fucking did it to yourself at some level. And again, not a popular opinion, but that's how we roll. And you just make the effort to train your mind to see it as such. Eventually, you're gonna have a fucking family member who's learned everything from you. And you're gonna get an exact picture of who you were during this process of taking care of this kid. And if you do it with the best of intentions and the right mental attitude, it's gonna mean more than anything you can imagine. Ever heard of fucking interest? What do they call it? There's a phrase. There's an act. What do I- Fuck, I cannot think of the fucking financial term. Compound interest. Woo! Got it. Compound fucking interest right there. Seems like not a great thing, but over time, it actually turns out to be the best thing. And you have so much more to show for it than you would have without it. Because we do not have kids right now. We're basically 40. And his life is not that fulfilling. Like, being selfish, taking this route. I mean, I did so many things wrong. And never had intention, really. And then when I did, it wasn't great. And every day, I still have to work to fucking care about this place. Just try to be here and enjoy it in the right mental state and attitude. When I could have fucking learned that by having kids, it's a way. Again, don't fucking... This is not saying to have kids young, but I am saying if you do end up there, it might be more beneficial to go through with it, even if you don't want to take care of it. I wish you would, but you know what? It's your life. What I'm saying Okay, I don't know why we had to say that, Vanessa, but maybe if, like, reincarnation's real and then I come back and I can hear this or something, I don't know. Whatever. The point is, I think you can learn so much by taking up that leadership role and doing it correctly. Figuring out how to do it correctly. So that there's substance and fulfillment in a way you wouldn't get otherwise. Because it sucks here and it's lonely. And while I don't think those are reasons to have children, I don't think it's a bad thing to want that. And if it does happen like that, even, again, just figure out how to change your mental state and attitude to one of positivity and one that reminds you of the compound interest you will accrue, while understanding fundamentally, if for some reason that doesn't happen, but you did everything in your power to make it happen, that at the very least, you know you did all you fucking could and more, hopefully. So there are no regrets. You laid all your cards out on the fucking table, and you gave it all you had for as much as you could, for as long as you could, day in and day out, all the fucking time. Just figuring out how to summon that energy, get it together, be in the right attitude, mental state. Understanding the bigger picture. Because life is a bitch and it really can trick you and make you forget. And then that's just so much harder to pull yourself out of than intentionally focusing on the positives and reminding yourself that there is a light at the end of the tunnel that will be so worth it. You can't even fathom. But you try with your visioneerings of the future and living each day as best as you can. Because it's really fucking hard to do that here. And we just gotta do it for ourselves. Figure out how to keep that going so that we can do it for the greater good. I.e. family, children, loved ones. Just realizing that it's not a fucking negative thing. Far from it. Because even if our life is complete dog shit, if we care enough and we have the will, we can do all in our power to make sure that the next generation doesn't have to fucking deal with that. That they learn from our mistakes and make better choices. Think in terms of the bigger picture. Understanding who they are, why they're here, why they want to be here. Because it's so terrible and easy to get lost in the fucking negative ass shit. That's the only way forward for us, Vanessa. change. Think better thoughts, make better decisions, equals better actions. And it's not the fucking children's fault. They deserve the best opportunities, but life's not fair. So it's up to us to be the fair. To rise above how we fucking feel. And act like a rational, logical person. Who's putting the kids' interests before their own. Because that's the right thing to do. It's like, I think it was Sin City. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was. And there was this line that I might butcher a little where he says, you know what? It might not be Sin City. Fuck. Okay, whatever. Some movie that I thought was Sin City, but now probably not. There's this line that says, an old man dies so a baby could be born. Something like that. I don't know. That's the gist of it. I definitely butchered it. But that's what we're talking about here. Like, not their fault. We fucked our whole life up. They deserve a chance. And this place is not fair. So we will be the fair at all times. Understanding that there are people, children, more important than us. Because that's just the way it is. They're younger. They have a better chance. We already wasted it. Do the right fucking thing. And be there for the children. And then hope by some miracle more women collectively do this. But it starts with us. And that's all we can control. So focus there. Be about that shit. Alright? We'll be back. Hopefully tomorrow. Alright.